This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And David is with us in Illinois. And David, I haven't received the emails you're talking about either. So, yeah, somebody's messing with us. And they've been messing with us for years.
Can I give you the one I sent prior? I wasn't going to discuss this, but real quick. Argent, I know he's been trying to do his own situation with his solar and his battery pack, and I don't know what cost he's looking at, but I know there's a large supply of, they call them second life solar panels that are like 200, 250 watt, and they're selling them things for under 70 bucks, and people said they're really working, they're actually still producing decent amount of output.
Wow.
And the other question I was going to ask you is, what about, I know he's thinking, I got the impression he's using like lead acid, maybe batteries.
No,
what
he's
about marine
no.
batteries?
Okay. He's using lithium. He has a 2,400 watt lithium, and he was experimenting with it. And what he found out was that the amount of energy that you can capture from a solar panel from the sun is way less than the marketeers and the advertisers want you to think. I mean, I hear terms like, you know, endless supply, and I hear lifetime, or, you know, those kind of stretches in my world. I mean, I actually live with solar power, and right now and yesterday, zero. I mean, virtually zero energy was generated because of cloud cover, the skies, the occlusion, the spraying, you know, the things that have been done make it really difficult for the sun's rays to hit the earth. And so that's what I know. But I wanted to mention one thing very quickly. Gwyneth was talking about, she was talking about the flat land, and I mentioned the low land and bottom land and the airstrip. And if you think about this, class, when the Egyptians made the Great Pyramid of Giza, like 26th century B.C., when they made it, that pyramid was about 750 feet at the base. So one base side was 756, and the other was 756. So that's pretty long, right? And that darn thing is still within 2 inches of being level from end to end. So it's pretty darn long, right? So if you had a house 750 feet long and it was within 2 inches of being level, that's pretty good. Well, that's with modern equipment, lasers and so forth. Well, how did the Egyptians level the Great Pyramid of Giza? Well, they didn't have levels and they couldn't go to Home Depot and get one. So what they did was they dug a trench and they closed the ends of the trench and they filled it with water. And they dug one end deeper than the other until they got that water to stay in the trench. And that told them what level was. And then they dug a trench 90 degrees off that axis, and that told them what level was in the other direction. That's how they did it. And that's exactly what water does. Water will be level if you dig a trench. So, for example, if you don't have a level and you want to know if something is level over a distance that may be irregular, like, let's say, around the corner where you can't see the other side, you can take a garden hose. Let's say it's 70 feet from one end to the other. You can take a garden hose and fill it with water. And if you hold that garden hose level, water will not run out. And that tells you, just look at the height of the water at one end and the other end, and that's level. So there are several ways you can do it. And what I'm trying to say is that is the bottom line. That's how nature figures it out. And you can do it too. And you can use nature to your advantage, the way the Egyptians did, or with a garden hose to determine level. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, what you're talking about with the trenches, that's what I do on my farm. I dig trenches. Mm-hmm. And I dig trenches to make terraces so that the water, instead of just running off the land, it sits in the trench and keeps the water table high. And I locate these trenches in low points in the landscape where the water would naturally run off the hill. And I dig it from one side of the little small valley to the other side of the valley. This is a small flat valley. I think it was probably dug with a bulldozer sometime in the past, probably before this place was subdivided, because it runs across the neighbouring properties as well, the same sort of valley. So, and it was definitely man-made. There's no way that it was natural. But I dig trenches across this channel, this bulldozer dug channel, which runs 90 degrees down the hill, straight down the hill. I dig trenches at a 90-degree angle, so on contour, and that stops the water from running off my land. And it recharges the catchment, and I can plant things in the flatland that I've created with my little terrace by digging a trench. And how do I know that the water, how do I know that the terrace is in the right place and that the trench is, and the little berm is level? Well, because water always sits at a level. And so I'm looking at some of my earlier trenches and sometimes I've got it wrong. So water sits at a high end of one and the high end of the other, and I go, oops, didn't do that one right, did I? But it doesn't matter because, it sort of works anyway, but as time goes on, I'm actually getting better at picking the level with my eye. And my later berm, I'm finding that I can sort of mark it out, and I'll go, yeah, that looks like it would be about right. And so I dig down a bit, and then, sometimes in the early stages of digging these trenches, you can sort of move them up and down the hill a little bit. You can dig down, you can dig down the slope, and then if you got it wrong, then you can sort of dig across and then, make it so that no one will ever know that it was on a slightly wrong angle anyway. But, that's kind of hard to do once it's really established. You've got to get some water flowing into the trench to start with to tell you that it's actually level. But like I said, as time goes on, I'm finding that I'm actually getting pretty good at picking the level with my eye. And I think that probably these Egyptians were the same. But as time went on, the ancient Egyptian surveyors got better at surveying with their eye so that they could pretty well pick the contour just by looking at it and saying, I reckon if you dig from here to over there, then you'll get it exactly level. I reckon that is. And like the only tools that they had, and we know this because, the ancient Egyptian surveying techniques have come down to us in this modern world. They had a plumb line called a plumb bob, and they had a piece of string, a couple of pegs, that's a surveyor's line with pegs, and they had a square, and they had a compass, and they had digging tools to dig a trench to make a level. And that was the extent of their surveying tools. And as you mentioned, over hundreds and hundreds of feet, they could get the level to within an inch or two, which is pretty impressive. And you would really actually struggle to get that level of accuracy with modern surveying tools. You would actually really struggle to get that same level of accuracy. So you can do it. The ancient Egyptians did it. I'm doing it using similar methods, you know, and I don't know what methods you use on your farm, Vincent, but I suspect that they might be similar. And we know what to do. I know what to do. I don't know about you, but I studied ancient farming methods. I studied the methods that were used in the ancient Orient and in Aboriginal Australia. Most people would be astounded to find out that the Aboriginal Australians were actually farmers, but it's true. And this is a fact that is being absolutely hidden. There's one of my teachers when I was at university, at the University of Melbourne. His name was called Bruce Pascoe, and he was one of my lecturers at the University of Melbourne, and he wrote a book recently, okay, so a long, long time after he taught me, he wrote a book which basically details everything that he taught me in class, and that book is called Dark Emu, and he took us all over the state of Victoria, showing us how the ancient Aborigines did their agriculture. And when Thomas Mitchell, who was an early explorer who explored this place, came through, there was grass growing along the side of the road so high that it was up to the horse's bridle. And he wrote it in his log, in his explorer's log. And there were fields of tubers called Murnong Yam that was so well tilled that you couldn't ride a horse through them because the horse would sink up to its chest in the tilth. These were not small fields. These fields were 5 miles by 5 miles square. And how did the Aborigines do that? They did it with hand tools because they had no livestock. There was no livestock here. There were kangaroos and there were wallabies. But they had no domesticated animals other than the dingo. And maybe they had an occasional pet parrot, you know, cockatoo. Cockatoos make good pets. But, you know, you can't pull a plow with a cockatoo, mate. This is it. They tilled these vast fields by hand. And how did they do that? They picked a perennial crop, which was a starch staple that they divided each year. So what they would do...
Vanessa, when we come back, we're going into a break. And Gwen, David wanted to talk about water.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack.
I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frustrating class during the break. I went out to the automotive shop and I did some supervising. and what I saw was just really frustrating. Trying to get wheels off a late model pickup truck, aluminum alloy wheels on a iron rotor, and the salt rusts the wheels onto the rotors, and you can't get them off, and the lug nuts are swelled because they have a stainless steel cap over a steel lug nut, and the salt gets in there, and the corrosion bulges the stainless steel cap. You can't get the sockets on the lug nuts, so all the lug nuts have to be replaced because the owner will never be able to change his tire on the road. All of this is unnecessary. Every single bit of it's unnecessary because the corrupt states are in bed with the beet juice people and the salt people, and they salt the roads, they corrode the bridges, they corrode the cars and trucks, they ruin our equipment, and it's all in the name of just keeping you all safe when you shouldn't be on the road anyway. It's insanity.
And ruining the soil.
And ruining the soil because the salt runs off the roads, runs into the water supply, contaminates the water supply. Everything's broken. David, did you have any comments?
The pyramid stuff. Now, we have the Native American tribe down here. There's mounds. They're like step pyramids that they built down here. And when you talked about water, yeah, they're right off the water. I wonder if they're tall. We don't go there no more because they opened one of them up with some protests from the natives, and these natives, so she will not go there again because of that. But they built them here right down the street from me.
Well, David, if you look... In class, if you look at where people live, most people don't say, tell you what, let's build a neighborhood in the desert. Let's right in the middle. No one wants to go there. Let's set up shop there. They don't do that because without water, there's no life. Whether it be plant life or animal life or human life, there's no life without water, period. And that's the proof of that is not much happening on the moon, right? So people set up shop near the water. Now, if you look at the United States, where do people live? Well, they live around the edges where there's the ocean. They live near the Great Lakes. They live near streams. They live where water is because you can't live without it. So where did the Egyptians set up shop? Well, along the Nile. And from what I know or what I learned, what I've read, the Egyptians weren't all that crazy about the desert. They didn't like going there because you could die in the desert because of the lack of water. It's kind of like having a Tesla, kind of like that. You know, you don't want to go too far from home because you don't know where you can tank up. And the Egyptians had to bring water with them unless they knew where water holes were and they could make it from point A to the water hole. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, this was it. And the only reason why the Arabs could live where they lived is because they knew where the water holes were. And they defended those water holes with their very lives. And the only reason, in the days of Julius Caesar, the Sahara was not a desert. The Sahara was a vast rainforest. Julius Caesar cut that rainforest down. And he did it to impoverish the North Africans, the Carthaginian Empire. That's why the Sahara is a desert today. But back in the day, the Sahara was it had water holes, oases. And the local people who lived there, who survived the ravages of Julius Caesar, they remembered where the water holes were. And the reason why there's still people in the Sahara today, the Tuareg and the other, the Bedouin tribes that live there, is because they know where the water holes are. And they know that you go five sand dunes to the west, for instance. I'm just making this up. And then head, 3 miles down that way, there's a water hole. How do they know it's there? It's always been there. Been there from the dawn of time. But, they know it like you would know how to get to the shops. This is it. And the people who don't live there don't know where the water hole is. And for them, that water hole is their supermarket. That's their grocery store. And that'd be dead without it. And that's the reason why the Tuareg, the Bedouin, and all the other tribes can live there when nobody else can, because they know where the water is. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. We're into a break. We'll be right back.
Cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
The G20 group of world powers agreed to a joint message at the close of their summit in Indonesia this week, saying most members strongly condemn the war in Ukraine. But there were other views as well. countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa that have been reluctant to do so. Russia is a member of G20. President Putin did not attend this year. NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida early Tuesday morning.
And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's
hot? Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the CD for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. David is with us in Illinois. David, you had some thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I got to say that if anybody sees these mound pyramids they built down here, they did all that by hand. And it is pretty impressive, I got to say, if that was done all by hand during the day. But anyways, I was going to ask you about your water totes, okay? Now, one, do you level, are they up like when it's, is hers like elevated on a stand, and how do you get the water, how, what system are you using to get the water into those square totes?
Okay, so here's the deal I bought.
Hey, okay.
First. Gwyneth, you go first, please.
Okay. They have a type of pump here in Australia, and they call it a water pump, But what they mean is it's a specially designed pump to pump water from a cistern to a water tower. And you can go down to the local farm supply store and you can say, I need a water pump for my header. And they'll instantly know what you're talking about. And they say, it's a header tower, all right, not a harvester. And you say, yeah, that's right, it's a header tower. So if you say that you need a water pump for a header tower, they instantly know what you're talking about. It's just the lingo. The header tower is called a header tower because it makes head, meaning you get the pump and it's in line. You install it in line from the tap of the water tank, the cistern, and it flows in line, goes through the pump, pumps it up to the top of the gravity tower, the tank at the top of the gravity tower, pumps it into the tank, and then that provides pressure through your whole house. And so it doesn't matter if there's electricity or not. As long as you've got some electricity that you can use to operate the water pump from time to time, and you might need to operate it, you know, twice a week or once a week or whatever it is, and the rest of the time the water is just fed into your house supply through this water tower. And the water tank that I have on the top of my particular water tower is an IBC tote, and they sell at the, once again, at the farm supplies, they sell header tower tanks that are specifically made to sit on top of a water tower. They sell them, but, you know, why is that? They cost hundreds of dollars more than an IBC tote costs, so why would you do that, you know, if you can use an IBC tote? And you can see through the IBC tote, and with a glance, I can see the level of the water in the IBC tote, and I can keep a track of my own water consumption. And I will go through a 250-gallon tote, approximately, about once a week. So I use about 250 gallons of domestic water supply a week here. And that's just for washing, bathing, cooking, drinking. And so, but I learned how to be so conservative with my water when I was living as a homeless person with my two sons and the Nullarbor. That's right, I learned how to be conservative. Because believe me, if you are living as a homeless person in the middle of the Nullarbor, boy, oh boy, you better learn how to look after your water or you are dead. And if anybody wants to know what the Nullarbor is, then they should just type it into your favourite search engine on the internet. And I was living there for... we camped across the Nullarbor. We started in the west and we camped across to the east. And I was living in a little one-ton camper van with my two sons and my dog at the time. And we ended up in Victoria. So if we didn't spend the whole time in the Nullarbor, but we spent weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, probably, oh gosh, how long, 4 or 6 weeks or something like that, camped on the Nullarbor and across South Australia as well, through the Flinders Ranges and in the Eyre Peninsula, which is all some of the driest desert regions on the whole world. And you better learn how to be conservative when you're living out there because, you know, you're dead otherwise. You are literally dead. And with me, it wasn't just me that was going to be dead. It was going to be my children and my dogs, or dog, singular, one dog at the time. It was going to be my children and my dog as well. And like I said, the thing that my dad told me, the buck stops here. When you've got that level of responsibility on you, then you learn how to be responsible and you learn how to do it for the sake of survival. And if you don't, then you die. And then you get a Darwin Award. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and for those new in the class, an IBC tote is a cube-shaped plastic tank surrounded by a metal cage. And they can be stacked one on top of another. They come in two main sizes, 275 gallons U.S. or 330 gallons U.S. They're approximately 4 feet wide, 4 feet deep, 4 feet tall. Those are approximate dimensions. And they have a cap on the top about 6 inches. And normally when you get one, buy one, you want it with the top cap and it screws on. And it has a gasket, and it's a plastic cap. At the bottom, at the lowest point, there is about a 2-inch outlet. And that 2-inch outlet is typically valved with a ball valve, which is a full-flow valve. And they come in two different threads. One is 2-inch national pipe thread, and the other is metric. They are not the same. And then what you do is when you get one of these, if you're going to buy one, they're used for multiple purposes. They can be used for toxic materials such as Roundup. And Roundup will impregnate the plastic somewhat. And I would never want to use a tote that was previously initially used for shipping Roundup, selling Roundup in bulk containers. I wouldn't want to drink water out of that. So I would not buy a used tote unless it had the label on it from what the original ingredients were. Now, you might find that, vegetable oil might have been shipped in it. You might find, vinegar. That would be fine. Vegetable oil would be fine. Other liquid foods might be shipped in it, maybe a syrup. So, if it's not a viscous syrup.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Alan's had baker's glycerine.
Yeah. Yeah. Things like
sweet.
That.
We didn't flush it out. We just kept filling it and drinking the water, and the first few lots of water was just so delicious. They were just so sweet. It was yummy.
Because
we didn't have the water to waste.
Yeah.
So we just kept drinking the baker's glycerine.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with water. Mixed with water.
Yeah,
so class, the idea is if you're going to get one of these totes, or several of them, that you want them to have only food-grade items in them. And you really want to make sure you see the label that has not been peeled off another one, another IBC tote or some other vessel and put on the IBC tote. So that's number one. And the cost, the price you will pay is probably going to be higher for food grade than one that, is used for chemicals, right? Toxic chemicals. That's one thing. So, David, in our case, what I did was I bought an old wagon, a hay wagon. It's tall. And it probably stands maybe a little higher than my waist. And it has four wheels, and it has articulated or steering gear in the front, and you pull it with a tractor. And so for our campers, I have two food-grade IBC totes, and they have a NPT, National Pipe Thread, fitting on the base of them. I sterilize them, and they're on the wagon, and I redeck the wagon with all-new wood, and it looks really nice. It's all restored and painted John Deere green. Looks nice. And two of these totes will go on the hay wagon, which has never been used for hay, hasn't been used for anything since we restored it. And it will be parked right in the campground for water to be dispensed. So it'll be gravity fed. And we're going to fill it with well water. Well water from, our farm, which has been tested to be just fine for drinking. So that's how we do it. But you're going to spend a little over $100 a piece for each of these totes, and they are fabulous. But when you get one, you're going to want the adapters, and you can buy them on eBay. But here's what happens. They all come from China, all these adapters, to adapt the 2-inch National Pipe Thread or the metric. They come to a garden hose, and you're going to want to use a potable water garden hose. That adapter may not fit because the Chinese have copied each other's adapters, and each time they copy them, They are a fraction smaller and smaller and smaller. And pretty soon, by generation 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 of copying each other, they won't fit. So if you happen to get them, try it immediately to find out if it fits. And if it doesn't fit, complain and say, not as described, and get all your money back, because you're not going to make it fit. And they may say, well, how about 50% off? Well, 50% off something that absolutely positively doesn't fit and can't work is not good enough. So you want all your money back. Or you can try to find them at the local hardware store, and that's going to be tough. So those are my thoughts about IBC totes. And what I would do is I would adapt the IBC tote to another smaller valve, like a 3/4 inch valve, another 3/4 inch ball valve that is of drinking water material, that you can shut it off. So you have two shutoffs. That's the plan. David, any questions?
Yeah, that was a good idea. I need to start. I was going to deal with use the sud pump type water pump, but since Gwyneth has limited resources, I figured maybe she would have found a cheaper, simpler way to do it.
Now, when you say sump pump,
I'll tell you what.
Is that
like
what I heard you say?
That's what I call them.
Yeah, well, there's two kinds. There's two kinds. Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Shall I say? On my dam, okay, dams here in Australia, a dam, I'm aware that the dam is actually the structure that holds the water back. But here in Australia, when you're talking about a dam, what you're talking about is you're talking about a farm pond, okay? So on my dam wall, I have another IBC tote, which is for my agricultural water supply. And that one of the pumping mechanisms is actually a sump pump with a 10-meter head. That means it can pump water 10 meters upward. And the sump pump is an AquaPro sump pump from the big box store. And I made a...
We'll be right back.
Enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just wanted to mention something that I asked Gwyneth on the phone over the last couple of days, and I asked if there was a Christmas spirit in Australia, and the answer was no, and I don't see one either. And I think this Christmas is going to be way different. It's not going to be the hurry, 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 buy, 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 and people spending money they don't have for people they don't like. I don't think that's going to happen as much this year. And my advice from USA Preparers is don't buy Christmas presents for people that don't need whatever you want to buy. Okay? So if you're going to buy them something, only necessities. And only if they need those necessities. Otherwise, don't do it. Christmas is not about presents. That's marketing telling you what Christmas is. And they're wrong. Christmas is about celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And the day was picked as December 25th. It's an arbitrary day. Nobody knows the actual day of the birth. So it has become twisted and morphed into Presents Day. And more and more and more and more presents over the years as what Christmas has become. It, to me, is family and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, period. So my advice is don't buy things that people don't need and don't waste your money. Do not waste your money. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. They are not going to get better. And my belief, and I believe Gwyneth's has the same belief, they are not going to be getting any better for at least 20 years, if that soon. I'd love to hear Gwyneth's thoughts and then David's. Gwyneth, your thoughts.
I think you're far too optimistic, Vincent. This is the fall of Rome. This is the fall of Babylon. And I've said it before. And what inspires me, as I look, I've studied academically ancient empires, and I've studied, ancient civilizations, and I see the vast earthworks that they built with hand tools. They didn't have machines, they didn't have fossil fuels, and they built vast, vast, vast earthworks. And those earthworks are still with us to this day, and they're still functioning as they always were. And, you know, because of that, the people who live there are still benefiting from them today. And that's what inspires me. If they can do it, so can I. is my expectation.
When you say I'm too optimistic, do you mean that 20 years is too soon? I mean, I'm thinking daylight at the end of the tunnel, just daylight. I'm not thinking full recovery. I don't think there's going to be a full recovery for generations. I don't think there's going to be a full recovery. Actually, I don't think we're ever going to get back to where we were before the Pharaoh Brandon the First took power. When Brandon the First became the Pharaoh, everything got worse. Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Okay, David,
no,
your thoughts,
we're going back to a primitive tribal society.
Mm-hmm. David, your thoughts?
Well, you guys, I'm just worried about getting through the next 2 years. Our stuff and our shelves are now showing empty. I mean, before it would be like peanut butter or sugar, one of the two things, and anything they do have is pretty much doubling or even going higher in price. So I'm just trying to get... I'm just hoping we make it past the next 2 years.
David, the things that we've said here at USA Prepares, have we been accurate or have we missed the mark?
It's accurate. Just like in the beginning, we said, does anybody know anybody affected by this? And we were, no. Now the question is, how many of your family have been affected by this? It's no longer, do we know anybody? How many? You know, and I think it's going to be a lot worse. The people I know that are still walking, they said they took, like, the jab. They said they've never felt right since. And then trying to get stuff in the stores, they got to spend the whole day to go to every store in their neighborhood to try to find anything. You know, and that's starting to come out here. It wasn't here, but it's starting to come out here where I am now. You know. So I don't see it getting any better. I'll tell you what, David.
David, you said that your wife was an Indian woman, right? Meaning Native American woman.
Right.
Find out how her ancestors lived and start to live that way as much as you can. And I would especially recommend indigenous perennial root crops. And indigenous perennial crops. In general, indigenous perennial crops.
It was interesting to even see how they kept their food cold in the wintertime, I mean in the summertime, you know,
digging
back in them days.
Yeah.
Digging depressions. Yeah, David, if you can find any of those blankets that the federal government gave your wife's ancestors, you might want to have them give those blankets back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hopefully I didn't change the topic too much.
No.
No,
and I'm talking about the blankets I'm talking about, class, are the ones that the U.S. government had infected with smallpox that they gave the American Indians. That's the blankets I'm talking about.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.